Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. We thank the Lord for this day. Truly, truly giving honor to God. We give honor to God. Hallelujah. Who is our very breath that we breathe? Who is our life? Hallelujah. God is good, and we do honor the presence of the Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day that he has made, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. Amen. In this day, for we know we relax and just let go of everything because we know that he's in control. And whatever it is that he is, that we may go through today, you know, sometimes we forget that we can change the atmosphere. We remember that God is in us. God is in us. And then we can create, we can change the atmosphere by just calling his name. Just by calling his name and acknowledging the presence of the living God. God, I thank you. I thank you for your anointing power. I thank you for your mercy, your grace. I thank you for meeting my every need. I thank you that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I thank you. I thank you because this is a good day, Father, because you created it and you equipped me for the day. Thing that I need, I have for this day. So, Father, we give you glory and we bless your name. We honor your presence, and we thank you for being with us this morning. Glory be to your name. We can't think because so many things start bombarding us at the same time. But we have to step back and go in our reassured place. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. This is the day that the Lord God, my Father, has made. Hallelujah. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Thank God for the chariots of fire he has put around each one of us and the wall of fire that the enemy can't touch us. Hallelujah. Our Father brought us peace, shalom, for this day. Hallelujah. And our Father has given us joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory for this day. We have joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. We won't go into it. Why, Lord, this is happening to me. But thank you, Lord, that you're with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you're with me. Thank you, Lord, that you're with me. Thank you, Lord, that you're with me. Bless everybody that comes, everyone that comes through my door. Everyone that comes through our door. Let them come through the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes. Everyone and everything got to come through the blood of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's at the door. It's at the door. Hallelujah. When we go out and put our feet down or just get in the car, the blood of Jesus covering us. Oh, yeah. When we put our feet down at the grocery store, at the gas station, the blood of Jesus. You got to see it, the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus. That's our protection. Oh, yes, Lord. God's granting us traveling mercy, granting us shalom peace, granting us his love. We thank the Lord today. And, you know, we had perfected that. We're just being reminded and encouraged. courage of it. God wants us to be reminded that he's with us. We all not so great that anything happened and we just go right into, I know the Lord got me in this thing. Sometimes something can happen so hard and so fast that we can't even think. But when we come to ourselves, glory, hallelujah. And that's why we have to be strong for one another. I have to be strong for you. You have to be strong, because we can hit a hard place. And we need the strength of our brothers and our sisters to help us too. A two cord is stronger than a single cord. We're our brother's keeper. We don't talk about it. We get alongside of them and help them. God encourages us, and we encourage each other. Amen. We don't have time to point finger, because we all can have our weak places and moments and situations and circumstances can knock you to your knees. But one thing about it now, when we hit them knees, we calling on the Master. Hey, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, King of glory, my Redeemer, my Healer, my Deliverer, Jesus. Ooh. And when you call on the name of Jesus, when you call on that name, prayer, that changes things, doesn't it? Just call on the name of Jesus. But sometimes we have to have one another to help us in those moments when things can start turning around on us. But we got a nevertheless mind. And God is there no matter what. You know, we often forget that God is with us. He is right there with you, Mother. He's right there with you, Brother Sammy. God is with you. He is with you. He's with you. Pastor Lee, God is with you. Jesus said, I'll never leave you. Hey, I got you. I got Jesus. You have Jesus. He is there. The Holy Ghost is with us. The Holy Ghost is with us.
Yes, Lord.
And sometimes we forget. And then when we come, say, Lord, thank you. You're right here.
Yes, Lord.
He's right here with us now. And where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is, oh my God, there is healing. There is comfort. There is joy unspeakable and full of glory. The presence of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We have a lot to be thankful for. Yes, yes, yes. God is with us.
Yes, Lord.
It's amazing. And you know, you don't need anything else.
He's so merciful.
Yes, he is. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Oh, thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. So much to be grateful for. So much to be thankful for. Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just thank. Food on the table. Yes, Lord. Food on the table. A roof over our head. Yes, Lord. Our utilities are on.
Thank you, God.
And, you know, peace in our home. Everything may not be perfect. Everything may not be just how we want it to be. But, you know, what I'm learning from my experience, that God is good. And even if things are going crazy for me, God is still good. But God loves me. God loves you. And he's here. And once we realize that, it's like a floodgate open up for us. And God is here. God is with me. God got me. I'm secure in him. I am secure in him. Nothing can happen to me. That he hasn't given me strength to go through. And he said that he cares for me. That's what he said. He said he cares. And we take it personally. We say he cares for me. But he know my name. He told Jesus' mama and daddy, earthly daddy, what to have the angel to tell of them what his name should be. You know, sometimes we forget how great and mighty and awesome and in control God is.
Thank you, God.
I was studying a scripture, 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter and the 17th chapter, but I came across when I was studying when God had Samuel to anoint David king. David wasn't even there. They had to send for him. He wasn't even dressed for the ceremony. His ceremony that God had set for him, that he was God's king. God's appointed king. David had no clue. But this one verse 13 of the 16th chapter, it says this. So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord took control of David from that day forward. Then Samuel went to Ramah. What am I? Point I'm trying to make. No one had the idea of what was going to take place that day.
Amen.
God had a plan. He had also prepared David to fight Goliath.
Yes.
He said, I killed the lion and I killed the bear. And I took the lamb out of the bear's mouth. And I took him by the, and I killed the bear. I took him by his beard. I'm going like, because King Saul told him, this giant has been prepared since his youth. So had David. And the Holy Ghost was with David. You may not look like it, you know, but the Holy Ghost, the anointing of God was on David then.
Yes, sir.
The power of God.
Yes, Lord.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
The power of God. Anointing power is on you. Hallelujah. Age is just a number. He was young, and people thought he wasn't equipped. But your life has equipped you for the journey.
Yes, sir.
We give God thanks.
Thank you, God.
We thank him. We serve a great God. His plans, we get so caught up in what we think it should be and how we think it should be that we don't stop, and I'm so guilty, and say, okay, now I know God got plans. Before the foundation of the world, before the foundation of the world, God had put his plans. For me, for you, for us, in motion. He had declared it. He has declared it. He said, I know the thought. Ooh, just rest in that. I know the thought. I know the plan that I have for you.
Thank you.
Ooh. Oh. Remember Romans 14:8 said, if I live, I'm the Lord's. If I die, I'm the Lord's. I belong to God.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you. Hey.
We belong to him.
Yes, Lord.
The scripture says he cares for those who he cares for those that are his. And I got news for you. Some of us, before we became saved, God was leading us to him. He was bringing us to him. Before any of us got saved, he was bringing us to a place of decision to choose him, right or wrong. You remember that time you just got all stirred up. You didn't know what was going on with you. But you had to have it. You had to have it. So he brought you to him. Not to suffer you, but to give you peace and joy.
Yes, Lord.
Give you peace. Jesus said, don't you know your Father know that you have need of these things? God knows that we have needed things. He knows that. But Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness.
Yes, yes, yes.
And all these things will be added unto you. The presence, the glory of God. Ooh, seeking to obey him. Repenting when we fall short. Almighty God, how awesome is our God. You know, we have a lot to be thankful for.
Yes, Lord.
There are some who've lost so many family members because of the epidemic.
Yes, Lord.
It doesn't make us better than them. It was just something that they have had to go through. And we're here, and we can pray for their family, that God comfort them and give them strength. We don't take it for granted. We don't say we are better than them or anything, but it's all about our Father's timing and decision.
Yes, Lord.
Before the foundation of the world. And Mother, you used to say something. You say, I wear my garment as a loose garment.
Right. be ready. You know not the minute or hour.
Yes, sir.
Have to be ready and waiting for Jesus. And he loves us.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows the perfect time. He knows when and how, who he is, and how he operates with his children.
Mm-hmm.
I just pray this morning. Oh, God, hallelujah. Lord, bless us all, Lord. Lord, no man. Oh, God, we are much to God.
Yes. In all things.
In all things. I pray that everything is in Jesus' hands. And I know he'll do the right thing, and he'll lead us and guide us to direct.
That's right.
Thank you for his mercy this morning. When my sin has been overcome, he said, you shall reign with me.
Mm.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Mm. Mm.
And if you suffer with him, you reign with
me. Yes. God. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory,
glory. Glory. And I know that we have responsibilities to the next generation that God has allowed us to see, that they need to see holiness and righteousness.
Amen.
That'll strengthen them for their journey.
Amen.
And I thank God that he's maturing us and has matured us, that we can be examples, a light. Shining in the world of darkness.
Yes, Lord.
Showing how, what it's like to be loved and cared for by the Almighty God. Showing the next generation that if you hold on to God, you won't regret it. He'll see you through.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, you know, when we look at all of that, Mother, we realize God does care for every one of us. His desire is that no soul would be lost.
Amen.
No soul.
All belong to him.
And all souls belong to him.
Yes, Lord.
And he has prepared and equipped us for the journey.
Yes, Lord.
And we're grateful because we're in good hands.
Yes, Lord.
We're in good hands. Ooh, we can rest in that we're in good hands.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I mean, we can go through the day just thanking the Lord. Oh, my God. I'm in good hands. Woo! Glory.
Glory, glory, glory.
Glory.
Oh, God, I love you. And I'm telling that fire. Oh, bless the Lord all my soul. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And all that is within me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So grateful. Yes. Grateful. 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 Grateful.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God for this day that man has set aside. But we're his children. We give thanks every day.
Amen.
Every day. We're thankful.
Yes.
He taught us to be thankful.
Don't esteem no behind or everything perfect
with God. Yeah, oh glory. Everything.
Hallelujah.
Every day. Thank you. Thank you. He is our peace. He is our joy. He's our comforter. He is our encourager. Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh, God, I thank
you. Oh, God. He's the one that made himself responsible for us.
Yes,
Lord. Yes. I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord thy God. Ooh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Woo! I tell you the truth. It's a joy.
It's joy.
And you know, sometimes some people are going through so much, they feel almost guilty being happy or being joyful, I'm sorry. Things that make you happy, if you don't have it, you can get sad. But with the joy of the Lord, things have nothing to do with, it's from the Lord. So, now, you get happy if you got a new car. If the car is taken from you, you get sad. But if you got the joy of the Lord, if you got it, you're joyful. If you don't got it, you're still joyful. It don't hinge on things. It hinge on the Almighty God. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. My peace didn't come from man, and my joy didn't come from man. It came from above. My anchor holds on the solid rock. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not on earth. It's above. Hallelujah. Anchor and it's holding. Hallelujah. From above. Hallelujah. Speak to us, Lord God. And thank you for doing it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is encouraging us today.
Thank you.
Oh, glory, 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 glory. It's all about him. It's all about him. Yes, we do, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we'll just go into our scriptures, Genesis, the first chapter. You know, and it just become more and more real. The more we read this, the stronger and the more I'm encouraged. Because this is the God we serve. This is the one that we call God. This is the one. This is him right here. Right here. That's who they're talking about. The maker, the creator of heaven and earth. That's your father. That's my father. That's our father.
Yes.
And he created the earth for us. And telling us. And even when we messed up, he sent his son to restore us back in right relationship with him on this, because he could have just left us in this earth and all this mess and been horrible. But he had a plan before the foundation of the world. That's our Father. Hallelujah. But listen to this, and we bless the Lord. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and he had us on his mind. Before this, he had us on his mind. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Out of the darkness, he brought out the light. So in our darkest moment, bring out the light.
Yes, Lord.
Our darkest moment, there is light. Hallelujah. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. And on the sixth day, we read the 26th verse of the same chapter. And God said,
let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, bless the Lord. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God, see, look, and God blessed, they didn't ask for God to bless them, but God blessed them by his own choice.
Yes, Lord.
And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
He did that. Hallelujah. And Jesus came back and restored us back into right relationship. He's our covenant God. Hallelujah. And we're his covenant children and covenant with him, our Father. Hallelujah. He cleansed us from all unrighteousness. He made it possible. So everything we had in the garden, we just can't see him without faith. But you know when the presence of the Lord is with you. You know it. You know it. I got it, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And we'll just read part of the second chapter. Thus the heaven and the earth was finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made. Oh, excuse me. And rest on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work, which he had created and made, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was done. Everything. It was ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God had a plan. And you know God knew you and I would be here today, all of us that's on the broadcast, hearing the word of God. He knew we would be here. He knew that. Yes, he did. And we are so grateful. I mean, when you think that when we hear the scripture that God had a plan for you, he know your name. He knew your name before the foundation. He knew when he was going to place each one of us on this earth. He knew that. And he knew what he had planned for us to do on this earth. You know, so we're grateful that we wake up and we like, oh, what's my plan? What's the purpose for the day? God, what is it that you want me to do? What is it that I'm assigned to do today for you? You know? Because heaven is our home. Woo! Glory! We have a bow. Hallelujah. But we're here on assignment. Woo! Glory! We're on assignment. Yes. Yes, and he has strengthened us for the journey. Listen to 43 of Isaiah. everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. That back up what I said. You were created. Glorify God. You were created for his glory and not our own. He sent us here. And you know what? He empowered us to accomplish the task. Glory to God. But when we move to the eighth verse, it declares who God is. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God for, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared, and I have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Ooh, glory. Yea, before the day was, I am he. Hallelujah. He said, before the day was, I am he. That's what it says in the scripture. Hallelujah. That did not come from my thinking. Holy word of God. Hallelujah. Before the day was, I am he. Hallelujah. Bless his name. And we can call him Father.
Yes, Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you.
Yes. Woo! We can call him Father.
Yes, Lord.
We can call him Father.
Yes, Lord.
We can, oh my goodness, when we put up the fork or spoon to our mouth, we know we can bless the Lord. He provided it for us.
Thank you, God.
Well, we can hand someone a glass of water. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
When someone can hand us a glass of water.
Thank you, God.
What a blessing. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a blessing. What an honor. What a privilege it is to love and to be loved by the Almighty God.
Lord, we thank you. Oh, we thank you.
Glory. Hallelujah. There is no God like our God. Hallelujah. He declared the beginning from the end.
Yes, there is no God out there.
Yes. And when we can pick up the phone and encourage someone.
Yes, Lord.
And pray for someone. Because someone is praying for us. Woo!
Thank you, God.
Jesus is interceding on your behalf. Hallelujah. He's our intercessor. He is the love of our soul. He gives us the strength. He gives us the strength to do his will. Hallelujah. He leads us and he guides us along the way.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Sometime in our toughest times, we encourage others, and they don't have a clue of what we're going through. But that's all right. That's all right. We just go on and be about our Father's business. Because, you know, he got us. He got us. And we thank him. We know that he sees all the world ills. He sees and he knows. He knows. He knows those that are sick that we think are well. He knows. And he is our healer. He's our comforter. He's our protector.
Thank you, dear God.
So we have so much to be thankful for.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the work on this earth is still going on. By another generation. That's a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
We thank the Lord. And he's so kind to us. When I think about it, he's just so kind to us.
Thank you, God.
And patient with us. Amazing. But we've come to the closing of our scripture. And that's Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. This is the prayer that God gave Moses for him to give Aaron to be prayed over his people. Now, this is a prayer that came from God. Usually prayers go to him. But he gave his people a prayer that came from him to pray to him over his people. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Nothing missing and nothing is broken. Our benediction. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. And thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We are amen and amen. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. Love you. Thank you. And to you.